And sometimes you run into a situation where he's kind of stubborn. What you going to do? Hallelujah. What are you going to do when he gets stubborn? You take your stand. God can't lie. So I'm going to stay with the word. Amen. Look, give me Psalm 33. That 33:1. Give me Psalm 33:1. Yeah. Rejoice. Notice. Anybody, do you understand what rejoice means? Do you know what freedom means? That means you're happy. You're strong. You have not a care. When you're free, you don't have a care. So he said, do what? Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. How many righteous people we got in the building? Hey. The rest of y'all going to go get born again? So we'll have an altar call here. I'm going to try it again. How many righteous people we got in this building? Hallelujah. How many of you not sure? We can get you sure today. Huh? Hello. Listen, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Why do I rejoice? Why do the righteous rejoice? For praise is what? Commonly for who? Remember, that's what I was created to do. Praise is common. It's common for me to do that. Is it common for you to laugh when somebody tell you something funny? Huh? If somebody tell you something funny, is this a common thing to laugh? Well, it's just a common thing for a saint to praise God. Because it's a freedom you have. You've been created for it. That's the way you were made. You were made to praise God. You were not made to glorify the enemy. You were not made to be upset and your life in a rigmarole. You know what I mean by a rigmarole? Let me break that down to you. All messed up with crazy thoughts, confused. Your body acting crazy. Your mind out of control. Your life out of control. Don't know what you're going to do. Don't know who you're going to live with. Don't know how to live. You ever been in that kind of rigmarole? Doing anything, trying everything, and none of it working for you, just getting worse. Rigmarole. You about to catch it? I'm doing some of my daddy talk. Hallelujah. But praise is commonly for who? The upright. Who are the upright?
We are.
Say, I am.
Amen.
Give me the next verse. Get there. So praise the Lord with what? Heart. It tells you how to praise him. We don't have no heart, but we got some stuff up here we can make some sound with. Right? I see an organ, I see a keyboard, and I see a saxophone, I see a bass guitar, and drums and all them. Can y'all make a sound come out of it? All right. So he said, praise the Lord with heart. Sing unto him with what? The psaltery, and what else? Instrument of how many? And how many strings on that organ? Ten strings. Keep going. Sing unto him. What kind of song? I mean, anybody know what a new song is? Can anybody help me out this morning? Anybody know what a new song is? Let me tell you what a new song is, the one you never sang before. Right. And the Holy Ghost can give it to you. Yes, hallelujah.
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 Now listen, I told you that praise. Now look what it says. Sing unto the Lord with a new song. What else you do? Pray how? Skillfully with real quiet. Don't disturb nobody. Whoa, now wait a minute. Now y'all ain't gonna get them instruments up here loud. No. You don't want to interrupt nobody because we're here to meditate a little bit. I'm gonna talk to you in a minute. Keep going. For the word of the Lord is wrong. Did y'all hear what that just said?
Yes, sir.
For the word of the Lord is
right.
And he just said, when you praise him, your enemy will turn back.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all his works are done in what? If, I mean, every work he does is done in truth. He loves what? Righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of God. Let me take a minute right there. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now you see what the enemy has been trying to do to you. He's been trying to make you think God is not good. There's no good for you to have. You ever get in a situation you just torture? I don't know what I'm going to do. You ever get in a situation where you didn't have any money? You ever get attacked in your body, look like there was no relief from that pain? But God was yet good. And the earth is full of the goodness of God. And the word of the Lord is right. So when you release the word of the Lord, you can drive that pain away. You can change that broke situation and make money come to you. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Because the earth is full of the goodness of God. If men, come on, let me give me this one now. Psalm 107, verse 21. We found out the earth is full. Psalm 107, what did it say? Oh, that men, women, boys, and girls would do what?
Praise
the Lord. For his what? See, people have been trying to give you a report that God is bad. He's cruel. He'll get you for this. He'll get you for that. But all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. For what? His wonderful work to who?
Children
of men. I'm telling you, when you learn to praise him, I'm going to give you an illustration here in a minute. They were in the most uncomfortable situation. And they had every reason to be upset. But they chose, in the midst of their trouble, in the midst of their pain, they made a decision. I'm going to praise God and sing praise. Acts 16, 25. Give me Acts 16, 25. Hallelujah. Acts 16, 25. Glory to God. And at midnight. At midnight. Paul and Silas prayed. Why would they pray? Well, back up a little bit. Let's see. Let's see how far can we go back. You got to hear the story because I think I'm going to get ready to close on this one at midnight. Let me get there. Yeah.